Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is
Single Family versus Multifamily Investing. Guess what? That's the story of my life. As many of you know, I started off with single family home investing. I had a bunch of rentals scattered about to accomplish what I thought were my life goals and dreams. And that was to create enough income or passive income to leave my job or have options to leave my job. Number two, to provide better for my son. I was a single parent and I was struggling and I wanted to be a better dad. And number three, I could see myself doing real estate full time. So I wanted to make this my new career, and I was tired of trading time for dollars. So I invested in a bunch of single family homes scattered throughout, but I got stuck. And maybe what I'm about to describe is you. So pay attention if you own a single family rental. Pay attention to this. Here's my situation. Here's where I got stuck. Number one, after buying multiple single family rentals, there just wasn't enough cash flow. Case in point, here's one of my properties. When a tenant moved out, I was 100% vacant, not producing any income, and I had to pay for the mortgage, insurance, taxes while I get the home ready. And this one particular property, and mind you, I had several, I saved $4,000 for that year, saved it up, and became vacant. But getting it rent ready cost about $4,000. So I had this vicious cycle of saving money and then spending it, saving money and spending it, not getting ahead. Number two, I had to look after, and this really got me, I had to look after multiple roofs because I have property scattered about multiple roofs. I had multiple HVAC systems to look after, and I had a mound of accounting to do. Every month on the 30th, with all these properties, I had to do all the accounting, and I hated it. So a lot of properties, a lot of responsibilities. And mind you, if one of my roofs or HVACs failed, it had to be replaced, I was in big trouble. I had to dig in my savings to pay for this enormous expense of a roof or an HVAC replacement. And then number three, on a decent engineer salary, which I had, my tax write-offs were minimal. Here's the guideline here. If you have a salary of less than $100,000 a year, you can get up to $25,000 in tax write-offs in that tax year. But if you made over $150,000 a year, your tax write-offs phased out to zero. So I had all these properties, but I couldn't take advantage of the tax write-offs. I was not a real estate professional yet because I still worked as an engineer, but I could not take any advantages of having all these properties. So I had issues, and they were not equating to financial freedom or getting my goals achieved. Let me stop right here. Which one of these do you identify with more? Are you the person with multiple homes and just not enough cash flow? Do you have a bunch of homes and you have to look after all the roofs, all the HVACs, do all the accounting, you have all these scattered properties? Or are you not able to take advantage of all the massive tax advantages that should be available for you? Well, one day, I was having a conversation with my mentor, and I was sharing with him all these issues that I was having and not being able to achieve my goal of creating this passive income, spending more time with my son, and doing this business full time. And I asked him, is there a way that I could combine everything together under one roof so I can scale this thing properly? And he said, yeah, Peter, there is. It's called an apartment building. I went, oh. So light bulb went out. So I engrossed myself in the multifamily apartment building business, read everything I could, talked to whomever I could talk to, and here's what I learned. And what I learned equaled my life goals being accomplished. I achieved them. When you have a single family home, and some of you have them, as you know, when you have one vacancy, you have zero rent. So elemental, so fundamental. When you have one late payer in your single family home, you also have zero rent. So huge problem here. Now, if you have a 5-unit building, so I have, imagine 5 single family homes under one roof, That's what this commercial property is. When you have one vacancy, one person not paying, I still have 80% of the rent coming in. And I have one late payer out of five, I still have 80% of the rent coming in. So what that solves for me at that time, it solved the inconsistent cash flow and the inefficiency of having a bunch of homes. It solved that. So as a result of me buying a lot of multifamily, making that shift from selling my single family homes and upgrading into multifamily, I was able to quit my job and I qualified for the IRS designation of a real estate professional. That means all of my time is dedicated to my investment properties. What it does, when you qualify for the REP or real estate professional status, it gave me unlimited tax write-offs, which was huge game changer for me. And number two, this was probably the most important thing to me. I was able to drive my son and his buddies to school every day in my pajamas. And the parents were wondering, why does this guy have his pajamas on? Doesn't he go to work? Yes, I work hard on my properties, but at 7 a.m, I'm not going to change to drive the kids to school. And I had a big smile on my face. Another key thing, because I was able to quit my job, and again, this was so important to me, I was able to go on nearly every single field trip that my son had. I had a blast. I was one of the most favorite parents of all time in that school because I would have so much fun with the kids. And number three, I was still able to get multifamily loans. So when I quit my job, of course, I have no more W-2 income coming in. So I also did creative financing. I did huge master lease agreement deals that were very prosperous and they gave me income. So I was able to prove to the lender I had income coming in from these properties. But on the deals where I need to get the bank loan, the lender focus for multifamily commercial size, here's a priority what they qualify. They qualify the NOI first, the net operating income. Can the property afford the loan that you're asking for? They will look at the area because as a commercial lender, if it's in the wrong area, they're not going to lend on it. So they're going to look at the numbers first, the area, and then me. So I'm third on totem pole. So that's the priority when you get into commercial size multifamily. When you buy a single family home, it's all about you and your credit. That's number one. But when you get into commercial multifamily, it's the NOI, it's the neighborhood, and then it's you. And then one of the greatest things too is as my portfolio grew and my properties got larger, any loan that was greater than $1 million, they were basically non-recourse, meaning that there was no personal guarantee. So I didn't personally have to sign on. I signed on the loan, but if something went wrong, they couldn't come after me because it was considered non-recourse. That's where the big boys play. And it's something you should try to attain to. So there we go. So life goals achieved. What I want to do next is to help you get into that boat of taking your single family homes and upgrading, and it is an upgrade, into multifamily. Let me give you the three steps to doing that. Well, before I got step number one, let me ask you this. If you want to learn more about upgrading or how we can help you, we'll guide you and share with you the options of upgrading. You can go ahead and text Peter to 833-942-4516. Text us your questions or what you would like to do with your single family, and let's see if we can help you. Next, let's get to the three steps. First step is, where do I start, Peter? Well, here's a big question. Do I start with a 4-unit apartment building or a 5-unit apartment building? Right question. Now remember, a 4-unit apartment building or fourplex or triplex or duplex is considered residential. So that has its own set of rules. It's actually simpler because it's almost like getting a loan for a home. And there's plenty of these as opposed to commercial properties. So yeah, so it's simpler. There's more of these. Maybe that's something that you do. Or do you start off with a 5-unit apartment building? This is where most of our students start. And anything that's 5 units and greater is considered a commercial size apartment building. And this is where you get to force depreciation. You can't do that with a fourplex. Here, you can raise your rents, raise the value of the property, and it gives you more options on selling it for more, increasing the value faster, doing cash out refis faster. So you get a whole lot more prosperous options here than you do with the fourplex. And the advantage here is you get in simpler. You can be a multifamily investor quickly. Number two is, what if you don't have a lot of money or your single family rental doesn't have a lot of equity? It doesn't have a lot of profit if you were to sell it. Well, don't let that stop you. Majority of our students are in this category, but don't let that stop you, because we can still do creative financing. We can teach you how to do the master lease agreement where there's no banks involved. We can teach you how to do the seller carry first, where the lender becomes the bank, or we can teach you how to do a seller carry second mortgage where the seller helps you with the down payment. So we have all these options, and I truly believe that we're the best at it out there and teaching our students how to do this creative financing for multifamily and commercial real estate. Number three, check out our students, Bruce and Renee. They are the epitome of single family versus multifamily. They came to us and they had eight or 10 single family homes, and they couldn't make any progress. They couldn't retire. They couldn't get their wealth over a certain hump, and we helped them big time. And so they upgraded to a 24-unit apartment building, and the rest is history. That one, and they have several now, several multifamily properties, but that one, their first one, added millions of dollars to their net worth and changed their life drastically. So there you go. If you hung out with me this long, you are my favorite. So I really appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out. And I hope you got something out of going from single family into multifamily. It's well worth the risk, it's well worth the effort, and it's a true life changer for myself and for other students. We also have a course on commercial real estate that's just awesome, just for beginners. It's free. So register and go for it and learn all that you can. And if you want to be one of our students like Bruce or Renee, go ahead and apply to be one of our mentees, one of our proteges. We'd love to talk to you. All right, everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.